Next week in Wellington, high quality cacao is on the menu. It's New Zealand's first craft chocolate festival. They call it Chocstock. It's a partnership between the Wellington Chocolate Factory and subscription delivery service, The Chocolate Bar. Luke Owen-Smith is the owner of The Chocolate Bar and he joins me now. Kia ora, Luke.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Must be feeling excited.
Pretty excited, yeah. There's been a lot of work building up to this point. So.
What's the format for the festival?
So there's a few different things going on. We've got the main event, which is within Wellington Chocolate Factory on Eva Street, and there we have a gathering of 8 of New Zealand's finest craft chocolate makers, plus we've got a special guest from Melbourne coming. And then also it's a bit of a celebration of the laneway as well, so Eva Street and Leeds Street, and all the amazing food and beverage businesses down there have got special chocolate things on the menu for the weekend. And then we've also got a couple of ticketed tasting events. There's a beer and chocolate tasting sessions happening with Fortune Favours, and then I'm running whiskey and chocolate tasting sessions with Hanging Ditch. So, yeah.
Why are you doing it? What's the point of the festival?
Essentially, we want to celebrate New Zealand's blossoming craft chocolate industry, which is quite a relatively new and small industry, but it's really starting to take off. And yeah, we just wanted to sort of raise awareness and also create a bit of unity amongst all the makers, create a scene, and yeah, also just have a delicious weekend for everyone in Wellington.
Has there been a lot of interest from people?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Ticket sales are going really well. Initially, we were just doing it on Saturday the 3rd, but that sold out, so we've actually added the second day on Sunday the 4th, and that's selling really quickly now as well. So, yeah, it's lots of interest. There hasn't been any kind of chocolate festival in Wellington for a few years, so it's long overdue, I'd say.
Tell me about your business, Luke.
So my business is The Chocolate Bar. People can find it at thechocolatebar.nz. And we are a craft chocolate specialist, retailer and subscription service. We stock what we call bean-to-bar chocolate from all around the world. We've got lots of great New Zealand makers and then a kind of selection of the finest ones from around the world. And we do a monthly subscription service as well where people sign up to get 2, 4 or 6 bars delivered every month.
We talked about this a bit last week, and I'd encourage people to go back and listen to our Monday Chocolate Expert, but how much does one chocolate bar differ from another? What's the point in getting different chocolates delivered to you?
Well, you see, here's the interesting thing with craft chocolate. You'll be astonished to discover the difference from one bar to the next. I would say with mainstream industrial chocolate, you wouldn't find such big differences in the flavour of the types of cacao beans used. Whereas with craft chocolate, it's a whole new world of flavours, much like the sort of different varietals of grapes that go into wine. There's all different types of cacao with these huge range of flavours that you can taste. So you can have 2 bars made with, 70% cacao and 30% sugar, both tasting completely different. Yeah, so it's exciting. And if people haven't tried craft chocolate before, come along to Chocstock if you're in Wellington, or jump on our website if you want to check it out in a different way.
What are you loving at the moment?
Ooh, gosh, that's always a hard... People always ask me what my favourite bar is, and I swear it changes every day. Yesterday I was enjoying some Brazil 75% from Dick Taylor, who are one of my favourite makers. They're from California. Also been loving the new Foundry Chocolate, who I think that was your guest last week. They've got a new Uganda 70%, which is really, really amazing. And if people have had dark chocolate and they find it too bitter, I would definitely recommend they try that bar, because it's unbelievably light and sweet and accessible for a 70% bar. And that's just coming down to the quality of those beans and the skill of David, the maker. Yeah.
Beautiful, Luke. Good luck with Chocstock, and thanks so much for coming in to tell us all about it.
No worries. Thanks very much. Cheers, Jesse.